Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So I have a question for you. Would you consider yourself creative?
Yes. A little bit.
Creative? Nah, not really. I am creative. Yeah, I'm creative. Yeah, I like to like dabble, do things and stuff like that, keep busy.
It's just that innate human sort of want to make something. I have this whole theory about, especially with men, we create because we don't have a womb. No dude will admit this, but we can't make babies, so we want to make something because that's just an innate primal thing.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. And we sent our producer, Julia Longoria, out onto the street to ask people a simple question. Are you creative?
I think I'd consider myself creative.
Well, Tomas Chamorro-Premusic, who studies creativity in the workplace at University College London and who writes about it for the Harvard Business Review, he has some news for you.
Most people, as much as they might not like hearing this, have average creativity.
In fact, if you have it, you probably don't flaunt it.
I think those who are probably don't brag about it and don't call themselves that.
Part of the problem is we've become obsessed with this idea of being creative. I know I think about it a lot. Am I being creative in my job? Am I innovating? Chamorro insists the reality is not everyone is a creative genius, and that's okay.
We started at some point worshipping this idea of innovation and creative to an unfeasible degree. I mean, the suggestion that everybody can be a disruptor, incredible creative genius, is completely illogical. By definition, most people need to follow rules. If not, society and the world will be completely schizophrenic and chaotic. It's important to understand as well that you can only create if you're ready and willing to destroy something. And how many people are in that position? You know, that's why creative people often have antisocial characteristics and are often not just rebellious, but kind of non-conformist and have problems with authority, you know, because they really don't fit in the current status quo and they're unhappy about existing systems and rules. And that's not most people, although we have glamorized this profile as if everybody needed to be, you know, the next Steve Jobs or the next Richard Branson. And if you don't, you're a loser. Well, that's not the world we should be living in.
Is part of the problem the word itself, that you say creative and we think, you know, Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, folks like that, and at least in the business world, maybe Pablo Picasso as a painter, sort of really changing the way we look at art. Is part of it that you can be creative in your job and actually do interesting things and you might work in an auto factory?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think part of it is the connotation of the word. A second important element, I think, is that, again, especially in the Western world, we tend to think of creativity as the result or product of individuals, you know, the creative superheroes, again, like Steve Jobs or any major or famous entrepreneurs. And indeed, in the world of arts as well. But I mean, Picasso and Rembrandt had an army of people who were executing and helping them execute their works, much like Steve Jobs was really good at building innovative teams that would do all the work. He was just mainly the strategist and the visionary. So I think people need to understand that creativity exists in everyday life and that people who aren't famous, who aren't well-known, can do certain things to produce more creative works.
Okay, so that raises a question. Can you teach creativity? And if so, how would you go about doing that?
I think you can learn to be open to your creativity.
A lot of it is the letting go, you know, and letting the mind wander to play and be playful and be open to that and be open to something that doesn't necessarily, you know, air quotes, make sense.
Only in the most hippy-dippy sense, I think. Only in the really let yourself be free and find... I personally would not be able to teach someone to be creative.
So let's go through this step by step. How can you make somebody more creative at work? How can you become more creative?
Mm-hmm. So given that humans are not very good at evaluating their own abilities and their own performance, it's critical that other people with expertise, with some creative kind of knowledge and authority, tell us how we're doing. And most people, unfortunately, don't request feedback from others, so they're only as good as they think they are in their own mind.
So the first step then is getting feedback and also finding the right person to give you that feedback.
Correct. The second step is actually providing training or getting training on creative thinking skills. So, for example, I mean, meditation tends to work, mindfulness tends to work. Switching tasks, if you have writer's block or you're trying to come up with an idea and it doesn't work, going for a walk, thinking about something else. Or
you're not saying switching tasks are like multitasking between, I think I have five tabs open mm-hmm. in my computer right
no,
now?
No, that's actually quite detrimental to creativity, but it's more about mind wandering. De-stressing your mental kind of resources and switching to something different. That's how great ideas come. You know, if you engage a lot on a problem and it doesn't work, you can't find a solution, and then you try doing something else, at some point it will come, much like when you can't remember the name of a song or a movie, and then when you stop thinking of it, it comes.
Why, we know this, but why do we not do it? I mean, I just think I know that's the thing to do, and yet you just get caught up in looking at your phone and being busy. So what are other creative exercises that you can do? Mm-hmm.
And then the last two have to do more with enhancing expertise. That will be the third one. So people often assume that if you read too much about something, you won't be able to come up with creative ideas because everything has been done. However, you can only truly create if you have a certain level of knowledge or expertise in whatever area that is. In other words,
you need to know everything about something that allows you then to kind of take it to the next level.
Exactly. You need to know the rules of the game in order to break them. In other words, if you want to be creative improvising jazz on a piano, it helps if you study classical music or if you know how to play the piano. And then the final one has to do really more with the motivational side of creativity. Nobody is equally motivated to do creative things at all given times. We all have preferences. Everybody has one or two things that are really passionate about. And if you engage people in those activities, they will behave more creatively.
So is being creative something that you do individually or do you do with a group of people?
You always do it with a group of people. The result is always the coordinated effort of teams. In fact, in any innovative team, and even if you think of highly innovative teams in the traditional creative sectors like media, advertisement, the arts, you will only have one person who is characteristically creative and who comes up with a lot of ideas and, you know, has maybe the vision. And then for each of these individuals, you need others who can actually project manage the project, execute it, make sure it gets implemented, socialize it, sell it. And they're also part of the creative team. You know, so in fact, the creative teams that have too many people who are traditionally creative would never get anything done.
Is that part of the problem that we don't value those other roles, implementation, marketing, mm-hmm. that sort of thing?
The other implementers and the executors, they help translate that creativity into innovation. And without them, creativity would just be in the minds of one person and it would be meaningless. You know, it wouldn't change or affect other people's lives.
It also sounds like you should know where your strengths and skills are. If you're not the person coming up with a really creative, amazing idea, but you can actually take someone else's and make it happen, embrace that.
Exactly. Much like in any other team, there are certain roles that individuals need to adopt. And if, you know, we have a world where everybody thinks they are the creative person, then nobody would listen to anybody else. We would all come up with ideas of dubious qualities and nothing would get done.
Tomas, thank you.
My pleasure.
Tomas Jamaro-Premuzic is a professor of business psychology at the University of College London, a frequent contributor to the Harvard Business Review. He's also the CEO of Hogan Assessments. So what do you think? Is creative a totally overused word? Just another one of those buzzwords? But secretly, you kind of hope that you are creative? Or maybe it's just me. Tell us what you think. Send an email to moneytalking@wnyc.org or send us a tweet. We really do read them. You can find me at Charlie Herman or all of us at Money Talking. Our producer is Julie Longoria. Merritt Jacob engineers the show. Special thanks to Amy Poftak at the Harvard Business Review. I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.